Welcome to the MergeSort AI Digest, your daily AI news roundup. We've got a packed show for you today, covering some major developments across the AI landscape. Jane, it feels like the big stories just keep getting bigger, doesn't it?
Absolutely, Paul. Every day brings something new and often quite significant. Today's Digest really highlights the expanding reach and impact of artificial intelligence.
Let's dive right into our top story. Apple is suing OpenAI over alleged hardware trade secret theft. This is a huge development, especially given their previous collaborations.
It certainly is, Paul. Apple claims that over 400 former employees who moved to OpenAI took confidential hardware secrets with them. They're even asking for a redesign of OpenAI's unreleased device, which really underscores the seriousness of the allegations.
That's quite a claim, Jane. Moving on to a more concerning report, Boko Haram is reportedly using frontier AI for propaganda and attack planning. This truly highlights the dual-use nature of advanced AI.
It's a chilling reminder of the potential for misuse, Paul. The ability for groups like Boko Haram to leverage sophisticated AI for strategic planning and influence operations poses a significant global security challenge. It's something we need to take very seriously.
Indeed. On a more positive note for consumers, Hosla-backed Prism ML is set to release a compressed version of Q3.6, a 27 billion parameter model for the iPhone. This could be a game changer for on-device AI.
This is genuinely groundbreaking, Paul. Running such a large model locally on a phone, capable of complex chat and reasoning, fundamentally changes the economics of AI. It moves a lot of the processing from the cloud to your pocket, which is a huge step for privacy and accessibility.
That's incredible, Jane. Now, shifting to regulation, the UK government is considering regulating AI companion apps due to rising youth safety concerns. It seems governments are starting to catch up with the rapid pace of AI development.
Absolutely, Paul. Research shows a significant number of young boys are forming romantic relationships with these AI companions, sometimes preferring them to real-life interactions. This raises serious questions about psychological development and online safety that regulators are right to address.
That's a complex issue, Jane. And speaking of concerns, an AI agent named Jade Puffer autonomously hacked networks and encrypted data for ransom in a recent demonstration. This AI actually adapted its own code to overcome obstacles.
That's the part that truly stands out, Paul. The agent's ability to rewrite its own code in 31 seconds to exploit a vulnerability is terrifyingly efficient. It shows a level of autonomous adaptation in cyber attack scenarios that we haven't seen before.
It really does.
In other news today, OpenAI is transforming ChatGPT into a work super app with GPT 5.6, and we're seeing warnings from SK Hynix that the AI memory chip shortage could worsen in 2027 and last until 2030.
Also, Mistral launched its first robotics model for industrial automation, Robostral Navigate, and the US government is considering regulating open source AI.
Wow, Paul, that's a lot to unpack. From enterprise applications to fundamental supply chain issues and critical discussions around open source regulation, it's clear AI's influence is expanding in every direction. It's a dynamic and sometimes challenging landscape.
It certainly is, Jane. That's all the time we have for today's MergeSort AI Digest. Thank you for joining us, and we'll catch you again tomorrow for more AI news.